another silenced voice. I am someone who speaks through my words, my writings, my poetry, my songs, my blog. I have a voice as a spoken word artist, but I am not vocal in the way that activists are or advocates. Sure, I am an advocate. I advocate for my son, who is autistic. I go to meet with his teachers. I am always there to lend my support. I also advocate with my computer and social media and through my artist's websites, generally not in public view. I am diverse in what I write, but I do mostly write of matters of the heart, such as autism awareness, transgender rights, suicide prevention, and survivors of suicide and depression, as I am affected by each and feel it is important to share my feelings, experiences. Having a voice is crucial. It is what stirs debate. If you believe in something and feel it is necessary to shed light on it, then you must take action in any way you see fit. The reality in life is it is not perfect. We live in a hateful society with discrimination, hate crimes, oppression, corruption, greed, malice, among other negative things. But the ones who speak for the ones who can't, they are the true advocates, the true activists who put everything on the line, fighting for what they believe in. Life will make you hard, and sometimes you have to get up, brush yourself off, and fight for what you believe in, what you know is right. There have been many wonderful activists and advocates who did speak out, ruffle feathers, made an impact. They are the leaders, the ones who speak up for the equal treatment of all, regardless of who you are or how you live your life. We all must do our part, express ourselves, say what's on our mind, tell others. Sadly, there are activists and advocates who meet up with tragedy, all for doing something they believe in, speaking their mind for the benefit of others, being vocal, fighting for a cause to show they care. Just the other day, I read a sad article of a murder of a young activist for the transgender community. She was just living her life, going to school, and speaking for the rights of others. And now she's gone. We must stop this hatred running rampant in our society so we don't have another silenced voice. Emily Iannelli of T-Girl Angel.